Hello, hello. Welcome back. This is A Soul to Remember. I'm your host, Kayla.
Leticia.
And we have a very sad and interesting story today, and unfortunately a short one, because there's not a lot of info on this one. But today is a special episode because we'll be doing a two-in-one. And we're going to start this thing where we do two episodes in one. It won't be very frequent, I'll tell you that. But something interesting and new to try. But these two stories are very separate from each other, and unfortunately they both end in unfortunate and tragic circumstances. So let's just get right into it. Thank you for listening and tuning in, and yeah, love to have you here. So, if you're a mom, this story is gonna just hit you differently because she was still young. Unfortunately, our victim was 39 years old. And I think you've heard of this story before. This happened in New York in the neighborhood called East Harlem, and her name was Fatoumata Danson. Mispronounced, I'm sorry. She was 39 at the time of her death. Her son, Camara Musa, was his name. He was 22. He's 22. They had an argument over him basically being a leech. You know, his family said that he was always dependent on his mom, that he didn't want to get a job, he was lazy. And I guess one day she probably just had it. Probably not had it, but just want to talk to them. Like, hey, you're so-and-so, such-and-such. You should be thinking about this, this, that. They had an argument in her apartment. And he shot her in the head. And I guess because he was like, oh, she can't make me work, or blah, blah, blah. I guess he expected to live the rest of his life off his mom. There wasn't a lot of details. I just talked about the day in particular. But have you had ever heard of the story?
Mm-mm.
Before today?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's sad, though. So, can you give us a background of what made him snap like that?
Well, since the case is still new, there's still, I mean, they arrested him and everything, but there's not a lot of, like, details and updates or anything. But don't worry, we'll keep you updated on, you know, that particular story. But that's what I want to know too, like, what made him go that route? It's just,
how many children did she
was a mother of 8 in total.
Oh my god.
Yeah, mother and 8 of total. And her family came here from, I believe, Cambia and Sierra Leone to the United States. Like I said, they migrated to New York. That's just,
that's an African family?
Yes.
Oh.
African family. It's just so sad.
It really is.
It was, like, unnecessary.
So, he was arrested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In some reports. There's not a lot of information on her. There's a little background information. Yeah, but they had an argument in her apartment. Shot her dead. In their East Harlem apartment. Man, you know, now their family.
I'm glad he got caught and arrested. And
on total, she had a total of children of 8, no, 7, because, yeah.
I'm sure she got family taking care of her other kids. Well, her hope, you know.
Yeah, she was a beautiful lady, too. That's so sad. It sucks there's not a lot of information. I mean, it just happened, you know, about a month ago, actually. All this went
down.
Do
you have any type of mental issue?
They don't really talk much about him. They did have an interview, though, with his uncle, like her brother. And he said, basically, he doesn't know exactly the reason why he snapped. He was just a lazy bastard, end quote.
Oh.
I mean, it's so much to dissect, But I feel like, you know, once they give out more information, we'll kind of have a better understanding. I mean, you never understand why people do the things that they do, you know, unless they say something themselves.
I'm just so sad for the children, knowing that their brother killed their mother. You know, just, wow, how that's, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to say something?
The reunion is going to be really awkward, don't you think?
Oh my god. Like, that, nah, he ain't going to be out for a while. You know, I hope they lock him up and throw away a key, you know? That's insane. It's like me shooting you because you actually do the dishes. Like, people.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be mad. I'd be like, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to kill you. Like,
so, so the ending is, basically, he's arrested. Been sentenced just yet.
No, they caught him and everything. They did have a... You can actually look up the interview with his uncle online of, like, the, what was it, Fox News, like, the New York station. But there's not, like, a whole bunch of information. Like I said, the case is kind of fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, once there's an update, we'll update you. We promise.
Of course.
Yeah, but that was, like, really short. Wow. And if you have any thoughts or questions, you can let us know, give us messages, or you can go on our social medias and give a comment. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and now TikTok. So, no problem. Her name was Fatima Danson, and she was a soul to remember. This particular story is very disturbing because of the nature of it. So I do, you know, discretion, listener advisory, if you have younger ones listening, because it does involve lynching. This one is also fairly recent, last year, I believe. And this is the story of Gloria Bamboo. Let's just get right into it. Now, the case of Gloria Bamboo is very complex. Some things to me, after reading various articles, and again, I sound like a broken record, there's not a lot of information, but from the information I can gather, there's some things that aren't adding up. But real quickly, I wanted to read a quote that was made in the Sun, the Sun Times. About this case, it says, earlier this week, a Facebook user by the name of Hamelia Arnold posted about the death of Gloria Bamboo. Gloria Bamboo is a South African student and a resident of McKinney, Texas, who was found hung inside her garage. Gloria resided with her roommate, a white male, who found her in the garage Sunday, July 12, 2020. The post reads, Gloria went missing Thursday and supposedly died in the garage of the same day, July 9th. Gloria's body was in the garage 3 days where people resided and there was construction being made. Now, obviously, when you hear that, you're thinking, okay, A, who is she and why did she do this? And B, you mean to tell me she had an actual roommate and that roommate probably had friends. They didn't hear anything, and it also talks about having repairs made to the home and various articles that had construction going on. But they said that she died the same day, but then they found her days later. So all I can think of is
conspiracy.
That's one. From that quote I read, I was just like, okay, most of her friends and her family said that she was a very happy person, and not like fake happy, but like a genuinely happy person. You know, she never showed indication of depression or any of them sorts.
So what did the video show?
Well, now, that wasn't actually her. Oh. It was something similar, but we'll get into that later. Okay, so my thing is this. Who's the roommate? Because I'm not blaming anybody. Because I want to know some facts, too. You know? Also, from the article, it reads, who is her roommate? You know, they reported he was a 19-year-old white male who was her roommate in, I think, this apartment they were staying. I believe she was a student. I'm not going to make assumptions. there's a lot of things I read that I don't know. It just sounds so,
It seemed,
He also, but the roommate was
far-fetched.
Far-fetched.
It's really, it's a lot of holes.
Yeah. They said that she committed suicide. The roommate also claimed that Bamba was actually estranged from her family and had been recently fired from her job.
Was she depressed?
Well, I don't...
What her roommate say to the
that's
police?
That's what he said. They said he fully cooperated with the Bikini police.
Of course, I'm sure he did because he didn't want to look like suspicious.
Well, yeah.
Too late.
Well...
It don't sound right. It's too many hoes. I'm sorry. No. So it don't sound right. It don't smell right. It don't look right. It don't feel right.
It's probably not right, yeah.
Mm-mm.
The police was basically saying, oh, this is not a suicide. I mean, this is not a homicide. That this isn't coincidental, nor is it suicide. Wrote a user who started a petition to, I guess, lawmakers calling for a deeper and thorough investigation into her death. There was a TikToker who describes the suspicious events surrounding her death. You can actually watch his video. He just brought up a lot of points. I wish I could play it here, but I'm not going to.
Allegedly. Yeah. We gotta put that out.
Allegedly. I mean, maybe I should play the video. That way, you can understand why it's so fishy.
I mean, you could just like give the website again, search for the sale.
Homeowners, this incredible.
Okay, that was a commercial. See, we getting technical difficulties here. It was a commercial. Damn commercials.
You can always give them the web.
Yeah, you can look on the U.S. Sun. There's literally a video down here that you can watch. And
it's very disturbing.
Very disturbing.
You know.
But a lot of her family says she just wouldn't do this herself, especially hanging. She would not hang herself. And it just so happened that the police and this roommate was just so close, I guess. The medical examiner's findings are still pending, but the preliminary examination of the body has not uncovered any evidence to contradict what was discovered at the residence. Okay, this case, even though it's a year old, it's still open and they're still investigating. You know.
AKA, it looks suspicious.
It does.
So, therefore, it's still open because they know something is not right. They know it ain't nothing right.
Yeah.
They like, uh-uh. I was born at night. It was not last night.
I gotta use that one. I do know that. There's a lot of stuff about this case. And when there is an update, we promise that we will keep you updated. And it's so sad. She was 20 years old.
Oh, that's so young. Oh my gosh, she is so pretty. And so young.
Super young.
They didn't find out the truth.
Well, I'm not gonna suspect a race thing quite yet, because for me, with these type of cases, sometimes that's what you can't help but to go to that first. But not everything is about race. I just want to clarify that.
That is true.
But if something involving race did occur with this girl's murder or potential murder, then it would just be even more horrible.
Whatever the case may be, we just want to find out the truth. And we just, that's the reason why we do this, for awareness.
Yeah.
And to tell people's story that they cannot tell
themselves.
So therefore,
we'll keep you updated, of course.
Of course. So we're looking into it. Yes, we're still looking into it.
Yeah, because it's still kind of fresh. Case is still open. Her friends and her family, they want justice. They still want answers. They want another investigation, which I could totally understand. Yeah. But that's it for tonight.
She's definitely a soul to remember. Definitely.
We're your hosts, Kayla.
Patricia.
And like we said before, we are a soul to remember. Thank you for listening. Bye.
See you.